This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. Two solid days on the trot, right? In the last 2 days, it's Tuesday and Wednesday, the Indian indices have seen a 3% gain, the best two-day gains in last 9 months. And the good news is the global markets continue to show green. In fact, Wall Street saw strong gains coming in for the third straight session in a row. The Dow was up 0.1%, the S&P 500 gaining 0.3%, the Nasdaq was up 0.6%, and now the S&P 500 is just 0.9% below its lifetime high that it hit on 22nd November. One of the key drivers for the strength that we had in Wall Street was Pfizer saying that a booster dose provides better protection against Omicron. So that was good news. The SGX Nifty, given the green that we're seeing across the global screen, is pointing to a positive start. But remember, even yesterday, the SGX Nifty was suggesting a start of close to about 100 odd points, and we finally ended with a gain of close to about 300 points. But now we're placed at a very important juncture of 17,500. So let's see which way we go. Today is also the weekly options expiry. And the good news is that yesterday we had the net institutions buying, net buying in the cash market. The FIs sold 579 crore, the DIs bought 1735 crore in cash market. But if you remember broadly, in the last few weeks, we've seen a net negative institutional figure, which means the FI selling has been more than the DII buying. But that has reversed today, which is a positive. A quick run through of the stocks you should keep on your radar. Gland Pharma, it's got a tentative US FDA approval for an injection which is used to reduce the risk of blood clots and heart attacks. And the company believes they're amongst the first to file for the product, so they may be eligible for a 180-day generic drug exclusivity. RailTel has won a 210 crore order. Fino Payments Bank anchor lock-in of 9.3 million shares ends today, but the current market price at 390 is lower than the issue price of 577. And finally, Neogen Chemicals, where the board has approved a pref issue of 225 crore. Also, watch out for MapMy India, because that IPO, it's a 1,000 crore IPO, which opens for subscription today. Thank you for listening. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.